This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Good morning.
Wow, that is loud. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I think you know the voice already. My name is Levin Miller. Thank you so much for having me with you. Thank you so much for letting, or for you being with me. Yeah, that's how it goes. I don't know what you do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but whatever you do at 11 o'clock, I want to say I'm so happy that you're letting me do what it is that you do with you while you do it. As I'm unleashed here on Guardian Radio every weekday morning at 11. Now, you know where I stand. The commissioner. I like Paul Rohl. I really do. Much to my surprise, I never anticipated that Paul Rohl would be a good commissioner of police. If you followed me any at all, you would know that I had said before that if I had my way and I was the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I would appoint Mr. Ken Strawn as the commissioner of police during that time. All right? I didn't have great confidence in Mr. Greenslade. I thought that when Mr. Greenslade left, Mr. Ferguson should have gone behind him as he was the deputy. However, despite my disapproval of Mr. Ferguson, I still believe that Mr. Ferguson is possibly the best commissioner of police we've seen in this country in the last decade. Certainly, he eclipses that of a Mr. Ellison Greenslade, and I don't think Mr. Paul Rohl has quite caught up with him as yet. However, Mr. Ferguson understood that he had a shortcoming, and that was his ability to communicate. And so, he did what it is that a lot of people in leadership do. They avoid the media. And while that wasn't necessarily the best approach, I'm wondering now, in hindsight, is it the better approach to take when you simply are not a media person? And I feel as though the present commissioner continues to find himself not necessarily doing bad things, you know, but communicating it in such a way that it is difficult for the general public to take his side because it is communicated so terribly. And so there is no secret by now, unless you live under a rock, you must know that Orinthia Komolafe was taken into police custody yesterday. I don't know what's happening with my voice. I cannot understand for the life of me, why did the commissioner of police feel the need to make a public statement? His press liaison officer, his public, and I told him before, you know, I want him to fire Audley Peters. Audley Peters is failing him as a public relations officer. His public relations officer should have easily understood that there is no way for the commissioner to make a comment in this very high-tension situation without there being some backlash or spin-off for the commissioner. Here is what the commissioner's statement should have been yesterday if he was to make a statement. Yes, I have been advised of the arrest of Ms. Orinthia Komolafe. I am advised also that she's being kept at the Central Police Station. The information coming to my desk is that My officers needed to see her with regard to her and her group being in contravention of a law here in the Commonwealth. And chief superintendent, whoever, has carriage of that station. I have invited my chief superintendent to be as accommodating to the media as possible. I have invited my chief superintendent to be to ensure that they keep you all as abreast as possible. And I trust that the officers down there that are responsible for investigating will carry out those investigations. And once that has completed, then I imagine it will arise to the level of commissioner, at which time I will make whatever determinations are necessary. There would have been no need to say nothing else, and this whole thing could have just go away. Nope, not Paul Roll. Not Paul Roll. Paul Roll, he had a whole press conference. And I say this as gently as I know how. Arinthia Kumalafe is not the prime minister. She's not the leader of the opposition. Technically, she is a regular citizen. There is no need for the commissioner of police to comment on the arrest of a regular citizen. And his press liaison officer should have told him that. There was nothing for the commissioner to speak about yesterday. He's commissioner. He ought to be impartial, unbiased, and above the goings-on. Not this whole, I don't see red and green and yellow. And somehow the commissioner, I don't, and maybe it's just Paul Roll. Maybe it's just him, right? Maybe this is just the Paul Roll effect, right? Because he seems to always have such a blunt way of communicating. Even when they ask him about taking the vaccine the other day, he says, oh, but yeah, of course I'm going to take it. You know, I remember growing up, you was a child, I take vaccine for MMR and measles, and you had to take the booster, and that hype. What I think they're trying to engender when they ask people like the commissioner is they want to engender people like myself who would say, well, if the commissioner could do it, I could do it, right? So the commissioner's statements ought to be, well, I imagine the vaccine is here, and if it is for the good of the society, as commissioner, I lead men. It would be great for my men to see their commander take the shot, because I believe that that would inspire those who follow me or that are under my charge to feel equally as confident in the science as I do. I've had the best set of advice that I can get. I believe that the government also has consulted as widely as they can. To that end, as commissioner of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I'm very confident. And so I will do so. And I invite the 3,800 men that fall under my charge to do so as well. Not only for the protection of yourselves, but for the protection of your families, and so that you can ensure that you protect this Commonwealth. See, you can say the very same things and actually not scare the bejesus out of people. All right? So just before you all think I'm picking on the commissioner, right? Because it may just be me. I'm not sure. I just tell you all, I want them to hide Paul Roll whenever it comes to microphones, because he just never says the right thing. But it's not me one. Oh, I don't believe it's me one. So I've invited Chief Provocateur and Commentator Extraordinaire, Mr. Cecil New. I don't know. I feel so great. I haven't seen Cecil in such a long time. Cecil, good morning. How are you?
It's always a pleasure to be invited on The Guardian. And this is my first debut on your new show, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's good to see you here in a comfortable spot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and expressing your views.
Hmm.
I know I've joined you several times in another place, mm-hmm. at another time, mm-hmm. and we share thoughts.
Yeah. So, Cecil, you've heard my views on the commission. I see these people calling me. I'm not really sure if they want to talk to me or if they're calling from the last show. So let's clear that up, and then they could call me back. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Cecil, the commissioner, he somehow misses the boat every time. How is that possible?
I feel what you said, mm-hmm. and I echo some of your sentiments. But I personally believe that Commissioner Roll is the better commissioner we've had in the last three terms.
Really?
Of commissioners. I believe that he welcomes criticism. Mm-hmm. He is willing to have conversations with persons and invite them, in fact, to have conversations with him. Mm-hmm. But there is, in fact, a communication problem, and it's clear and it's continuous. I am concerned about his press liaison, Mr. Peters, and how he flippantly addressed the media and how the commissioner addressed the media in general in terms of responses. So, yes, I echo that thought. And clearly there is a need for that. them to sit back and reanalyze how they approach and how they answer questions moving forward.
I just don't think Mr. Peters is in his scope of I don't know what his professional qualifications are, but he just doesn't seem to be doing a good job as communications officer. I mean, the commissioner ought not be sidelined with questions from the media. All right, the job of a good press liaison officer is to ensure that his commissioner knows what's happening on the outside.
Yes.
And so his job is to say, sir, I know you're going out to do a walkabout today. Here are the things we're talking about.
Yes.
Here is what's happening in the news. Mm-hmm. This is the response to the things that we're not talking about. That is the one official response. If you ever watch the White House, right, the press liaison officer, she said, that's a really good question. I'll check in with the Oval Office. We'll get back to you. And when we do the briefing, we'll see where we are with that. You could take anything you want from that statement. That statement really says nothing, right? This commissioner, though, seems to always want to have an answer. And in public life, that's not necessarily the way you do it.
Yes.
It's okay to say, listen, I've heard about this thing. I am aware of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are responsible for this thing.
Yes.
Those people will come and let me know of their findings at a later time, and I will come back and I will tell you if there's a need. Not this commissioner, though. This commissioner seems hell-bent of always... And I actually think he means well, because he seems to want to be a commissioner that is reachable.
Yes, and he's definitely reachable.
Correct. But I don't know if that's his strong suit. I don't think so. I think he needs to retire from that, because that's he doesn't have the wax eloquence it takes to be able to communicate in a way that doesn't frustrate the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if in that case he is doing something that benefits him and the force or hurts him and the force.
Well, he's known for his strong leadership, and I think that his agenda is to portray that he is the go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
This particular incident, I think that he should have been more standoffish, and I agree with what you said, that he supposed to have said, basically, it's being taken care of by my subordinates.
Right.
And I'm here to make sure the integrity is maintained.
Right.
But I have all confidence that it's working out.
He should not have... I understood he actually went to Central Station yesterday.
Yes.
Why?
I think that they caught him.
Why?
I think that Peters was overwhelmed.
I am the commissioner. You know how much things I have to do as commissioner?
I think Peters was overwhelmed. You saw it in his communication with the press where he dismissed and basically canceled the press statement, and said, and Peters basically injected the commissioner and said that the commissioner will speak.
The commissioner will speak.
Yeah, the commissioner will speak.
Yes.
Even if he didn't intend to speak, there was a pronouncement that he has no other choice to speak, and he made himself available.
And one of the dangers about having the commander, the top chair, speak is no one can speak behind the top chair. The top chair speaks, and that's it. So if there is a blunder, there's no way to clean this up. And I don't understand why they don't get this, right? But this isn't an anomaly. They've been having a difficulty with this. For instance, I still want the police to explain to me what happened with the 10-year-old boy that was shot a couple of days ago. Because then the commissioner says, the criminals have set rules for themselves that the criminals themselves no longer seem to be living by. And I'm trying to figure out, well, commissioner, is there something happening in the society that we ought to be otherwise concerned about? Because that sounds like mafia warfare at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? Like, I've watched Scarface, right? And you remember Scarface says, you know the rule, no women, no children. Mm-hmm. That's what he says, right? When the commissioner in an interview on the news says to me, oh man, listen to me, the criminals had set their own rules that they used to play by, and now they are no longer playing by the rules that they've set for themselves, that now poses some challenges for us in policing. As a regular citizen that isn't allowed to carry my own firearm, concealed carry, I must now wonder, well, what are the criminal element in the country up to that is outside of the normal procedure or ramifications for the police force. That concerns me as a citizen. But the commissioner, obviously, I don't know, he must have thought that this was a cute thing to say. It didn't give me any clarification. I don't feel any better read on what happened with the little boy. In the case of the little boy, was no mention of an assailant, mm-hmm. no mention of a car, mm-hmm. No mention of a type of firearm, which they like to do all the time in the news, right? Mm-hmm. Two men pulled up with automatic rifles and they sped off in a dark-colored Nissan Sentra, mm-hmm. right? None of that. If I read the report for you with the little boy, the 10-year-old, none of that. Mm-hmm. All they said is we are in the early stages of our investigation and the public will be, brought up to speed at a later date. Well, that hasn't happened yet either. Mm-hmm. The next follow-up statement by the commissioner is, the criminals set rules for themselves, and now they are no longer playing by those rules. Well, what does this mean? Because are they like ghosts out there now committing these crimes?
And it's all about mandate. And I think that the commissioner is outstepping his mandate, which is to police the force and manage the force. And now he has become the press liaison for the force and injected himself and subjected himself to questioning that he should not be participating in. Mm. That particular incident you're mentioning, the press liaison should be given detail mm-hmm. about what is the next step, mm-hmm. right? And the commissioner needs to concentrate on making sure that the protocols are set, mm-hmm. that there is enough equipment there and manage, and setting policy. And it's clear that he is now not speaking about policy, but he's now speaking about policing. Mm-hmm. You know, and in his interviews, he's being shown up, mm-hmm. which is most unfortunate for a man who's definitely talented, mm-hmm. Who is definitely accommodating, but he's having issues communicating how best or the way forward for the force because he's dealing with petty issues.
Mm. All right, some people want to call us. Let's put on those headphones. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, there.
Yeah. Good morning, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to your guest.
Yeah, that's C.A. Nuri.
Okay, listen to me, man. You know, many things I say this come to pass. The bank and the past will have been my brother. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The most prudent things. Don't care what you do, nothing will change. This country in 2027. You know the Bible like I did. Mm-hmm. When God, I'm telling you, I said I'm going to promise that they had to kill, they had to do a lot of things. But you have to be like, kill of them. A handful of them. But let's say you say about 8 or 9 of them, 30 or 100 of them were endless. Mm-hmm. But Joshua and them were the younger ones. They had to fight for the land. They need to be on the land. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what's going to do. God ain't going to bless the country. Mm-hmm. So I speak in parable. And people don't understand what they're saying, my brother. The 1973 behemoth can take the country over in 2027. See, they ain't got any white people in Levski. The black and white behemoth, the foreign behemoth, the paper behemoth, all this. See, mm-hmm. they can go and tie up and pass laws. They take back all the land. They take from us. They can make sure that we take back all the natural resources. We can point the commercial at the least toward it, and we can point the China general. So, see, if the people put you in, they got the right to take you. See, mm-hmm. These appointees, they learned it to the country, you know. They learned it. People who appoint them. The prime minister's country got more power than I say of America. Mm-hmm. He can pick up in the morning and fire anybody up. Mm-hmm. See, we need to fix this thing, man. We need to fix it. And all of the big people in this country, these ISB on in the city every day. Because this country, I don't understand the word they say. They are failing. They're part of the problem in this country. The banks and the insurance companies ripping us off for years and years. They're not sure understand that. They're all kind of things. You think they're saying anything, my brother?
Mm-mm. Not a word.
All these activist groups, they say nothing. All these people, all the want crying, lying, taxi plate, bus plate, to rent to me and you. I would never pay $500 a month to nobody to rent no taxi plate or no bus plate. I tell you, I'm taking the court in our constitution. Am mm-hmm. I right or wrong?
You're correct.
Out of government, I told the prime minister, man, set the market. See, now, every year they said they have to pay the business license, you know. But everybody who taking a paid job as their life yet, but do what they want to do, pay the national insurance and pay the license every year. That's why the country can't make the money, you know. Mm-hmm. See, and you ought to be surprised to all these things. We need to name a shame. We need to take these things back. Am I wrong, brother?
I with you, JJ.
We need to get this country right. See, this order the last time, Mark, the minister, Ray Beard, Senator Hanneman, this order the last time, man. All of the whole streets going in. Mm. But God promised them. You see? And I don't know why these people won't be career politicians. I just know, man, I hire the only people except my people. Mm. I don't down and talk about people. Every time I do something, they can get photographs. I don't do that. I do things from my heart. I teach people everything I know. I sponsor basketball teams, softball teams, teach people on my shit. don't hire nobody. $80 in the bank.
So nothing happened in Vastel, they go, you say, JJ?
Huh?
You say nothing happened in Vastel, the screw go?
Yes, 2027.
All right, JJ, I can sit by and watch it. 323-623-2325. JJ say they can't help but fail, CA Nuri. They cuss, that's what he say. I don't know. 325-4316-325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I hope to be great in this country. But anyway, can I give my observance from Millennial Prosper?
Sure.
All right, man. Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple weeks ago, yesterday is no different than Donald Trump insurrection.
Mm.
And honestly, it's even worse because as males, right, we have to understand that we have a mother, we have an auntie, we have a sister, we have a niece.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of gender doesn't make you worse or better than someone else. Mm-hmm. All of us are one. All of us are equal.
Mm-hmm.
In creation time, God took the rib from Adam and he gave it to a female and made it out of the dust. So we equal. We have all the anatomy of a successful, dominating character of Christ, a Christian, and he made us in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you how I feel. If I don't call names, but when the Demetrius King got locked up,
mm-hmm.
him and all his crew, all them gone on a bus,
mm-hmm.
got out and left in a couple hours. You know why? Because they had male lawyers who was there at the point. Just because Miss Komolafe is one, a female, she's a behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have rights. Back in the day when they handcuffed themselves to the mace, they were males. What happened out of that? Nothing happened, or they didn't go to jail for that. All of us have the priority and the freedom to say who we are as behemoths. These are our rights. These are our rights. So the commissioner said red, yellow, green, all of them will get treated the same. Okay. So why, when you was wasting 5 hours with someone in a central, this ain't no ordinary place, central police station, you could have been on these streets eradicating violence. You could have taken them boys with the weed. You could have taken them boys and said, come with me. Y'all ain't making no sense. This lady is trying to find the way out for other females and males to trying to get themselves in a different position. The only thing I may have with the DNA is that I wish that they said their campaign more.
Mm.
They said it's on online, whatever. But trust me, I love the DNA. You know why? Because all of these other parties come in every 5 years. When rush it up on the fourth year, look at Dr. Minnis. When we were dealing with coronavirus vaccine, he was in Centerville trying to campaign. I know he campaigned for, because I know who voted for him. I voted F for them. I'm going to tell you no lie. I actually was the chaplain of TYA.
Mm.
So if I go outside with a red shirt on, I might get rocked out or hit real tall. And you know how smart they are, right? They will let their little minions go about. Some of them won't even go with them because they know why.
Mm-hmm.
When they had that little message on Parliament Square, boy, them boys from the block just throwing bottles at the bus.
Wow.
These men don't have no heart. No heart. And a man like me raised from a good Christian female, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is to say, amigo, we ain't have it this week. I promise you the next day. Some of these males, right, they talking about Komolafe don't deserve to be a leader. When last you saw your wife? When last you saw your child? When last you give child support to your child? And you want this world to be better and you and the parking people to be better? In the next 10, 15 years when they're grown, they're going to be like, wow, I never had a daddy. How do I know how a man's supposed to treat me?
Mm.
No, I know these things. I'm only 27. I read Pastor Miles' book, Understanding the Power and Purpose of a Female, Waiting and Dating. These guys don't even get between your thighs. Sorry to say it like that, but that's all they want to do. Spread their seed all around. But lastly, come on, man. Gender ain't nothing to worry about, man. All of us can help.
Mm-hmm.
All of us can help. If they can be in their constituency office and hear what the people need to say and hear that this NIB treatment, $40, boy, I go in so deep. When my mom was unemployed, we had to wait on the line for hours. Hours. And when I reached there, they said, oh, it's not today. Come next week. Oh, Ms. Johnson is in there. Come on, man. This government needs to change.
Mm.
And I'm not listening to no PLB, no other people talking about we're going to make it better. Because in 2012, when y'all was in power, what y'all doing? Take up all the vote. Really, that makes me so passionate inside to see that this country comes down every 4 or 5 years. And then when they went rallying and camping and smile up with you, these people hurting. Look how much children have to come out of private schools. I go to UB. I couldn't afford UB for 2 terms because I just didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
But do you seem... student advisors all these faculty members, they making six-figure salary. He ain't come to my house and give me a grocery bag. People live in Solomon, Old Town, Albany, and he ain't even checking to see how people going. Real. So I ain't get too emotional, but this country needs to stop with their rubbish because people are hurting.
Boy, appreciate you, Carla. 323-623-323-5-4-3-1-6-3-2-5-4-2-5-9. Cecil, I don't know. The people seem very passionate out there this morning.
They do seem passionate, and I'm glad they're calling in. At least they get expressed themselves. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to mention that I'm not concerned necessarily about what happened to the DNA leader and her followers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more concerned about the theme or the culture of policing. Mm-hmm. In the Bahamas.
Do you think it had something to do with her being a woman? Because I mean, I see people try to ride that wave yesterday.
Not intentionally. Maybe as a consequence, it had implications. But I don't think that was intentionally done. Okay, because she's female, I'm going to treat her a particular type of mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. I think that the commissioner of police saw a breach where the party went beyond the barricades,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want that to happen again.
Mm.
Right. And it took some time for him to analyze what was happening. And he saw, so, you know, this can happen again. And they mm-hmm. nipped it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they were called in. I think I have an issue, but why it took so long, five mm-hmm. hours to.
Commissioner
to
do says something. He has up to a year.
Yeah, I understand. There's another flippant mm-hmm. response where he shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, I have a year.
The idea is that you could have called him in. And the 3 weeks doesn't bother me at all. You know, the idea that there is a need to have a conversation with the DNA and union groups and other groups to say, hey, I understand that you want to voice your concerns, but we didn't appreciate what you did before.
I also believe, CA, the truth of the matter is the commissioner is somebody that I think we want to look at as an office of truth and right, right?
Yes.
Or righteousness. So for the commissioner to suggest that he have no clue about the campaigning going on Saturdays,
I think he was caught off guard. I think Peter mentioned that also, and he was caught off guard.
Yeah.
Because that was not his intent. His intent was to deal with this particular issue.
Again.
And that he was focused and zeroed in on that particular issue, and then he just happened to say mistakes.
I haven't seen it. What do you mean? Because the police sees very well. I tell you, yes. The police pick up some people off of social media. That I really thought their greatest offense was being stupid. I really didn't even think they break a crime or commit a crime, but the police somehow saw them. The commissioner of police have an entire cyber crimes unit. The only thing they just do is watch the internet.
Yes.
The question would then become, what is your central division commanding officer doing? Is he unaware that there are massive crowds of people walking in and out his policing district, you know? So for the commissioner of police to say to me, oh, well, I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yes. And it's facilitating a negative narrative for the police force and for policing in general.
Yeah.
And
it plays into the narrative that, oh, you can't do it to the big boys. You could punch these little bodies around because you know what will happen if you try to tell the F&M they couldn't do it.
But Saturday soon come.
And Saturday coming again.
Mm-hmm. And clearly the commissioner cannot use that again.
Mm.
That was for the previous Saturdays. I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday soon come, and it should be interesting to
see. So we should see massive roadblocks Saturday coming.
One would assume.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're seeing, again, about policing, when mm-hmm. you're seeing tanks being deployed out, mm-hmm. when you're seeing fellow law enforcement officers being detained, being harassed, one now questions, where does the new culture of policing?
Now, I will say this, and I see the phone lines. We're coming to the phone lines. CA, let me say this. I hear you all people calling the thing a tank, right? Let me give you all some military knowledge.
Armored vehicle.
Let me give you all some military knowledge. As long as it got rubber tires, it could never be a tank.
Okay.
All right?
What if a shoot gun?
All military... Listen.
I'm just asking.
Just like a carpenter, don't leave home without a hammer.
Yeah.
I do not expect a soldier to not have a weapon.
I understand.
All right?
But see...
Seeing a weapon in the hands of a BDF Marine doesn't alarm me at all. That is his tool.
Because you're used to seeing guns.
No, but that is his tool.
And I'll ask you, as a former Marine,
mm-hmm.
and I was told, when you pull out a gun, what is your intent?
When I pull out a weapon?
No, anyone.
When I pull out my weapon, I intend to fire it.
See, and this is the fear that the Bahamian public is having.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing these guns being policed around or walked around.
Mm-hmm.
And we are intimidated. We're asking, Is it their intent to shoot us? Is that armored vehicle, I'm trying to use a proper name,
is it intimidating? All-terrain anti-riot vehicle.
Too much words. Armored vehicle. Yeah. Is that armored vehicle being brought in to subdue me from protesting? And I think that is the narrative that needs to be discussed.
I thought it was in good taste yesterday that the Royal Bahamas Defense Force actually did issue a statement. And their statement suggested that they actually are just... 2020 has been a year that with reduced training and reduced responses. And so in an attempt to make sure that they still had what is known as force readiness and the ability to respond to all threats, they thought that this was a wonderful opportunity to test their response team, their QRF ability. And here is how they justified it. That building houses the Minister of National Security. If there were to be a breach, what would be the response? They engaged the response for the breaching of that building. And I guess it just looks a little more.
You know what is even more curious? Mm-hmm. Places like Cabinet, where it has all the parliamentarians. Mm-hmm. This is the executive body. Mm-hmm. Places like the Attorney General, that has all the laws and the person who prosecute. Mm-hmm. One would assume that all these places need to be secured. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the outside of the building of national security needs to be more secure than places that has the same amount of desired policing needed.
Well, I guess each building has a protocol, right? Like, I don't know what the protocols are anymore, but each building, according to the press statement issued by the Defense Force yesterday,
they need more security than other places.
They engaged the QRF response for that facility, and that is what it looked like yesterday. So, in their attempt to ensure, because they've had a year of lesser courses, lesser training exercises, the force has to always maintain a level of combat readiness. Yesterday, they decided that, okay, this is an opportunity to do...
To bring out the tanker.
This is it cannot be a tank if it has rubber tires.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity
to
for us...
To bring in the armored car.
To take out our all-terrain vehicle, yes.
And park it.
And mount them in the positions that we would in an exercise like this.
Yes.
And that, I understand, is what was the intention of the all-terrain anti-riot vehicle yesterday.
And has nothing to do with the prison officers who protested.
No. And let me also say here publicly that I endorse the message of the prison officers' manual. Please pay them. I support that, right? But again, once you understand military operations, right? Once you understand the intent of the command, maybe you can justify some things. I thought it was in good taste yesterday to not leave it out in the public sphere to continue to be speculated about.
We continue speculating.
No. You cannot speculate now. A press statement has been issued.
Yeah, but we know better.
3236232352413163254.
And I still want to mention that, again, regarding unions and protests, we've seen that police are taking the protesters' bullhorn, so you cannot speak. Mm-hmm. You see that they said you need to have a permit to even walk. Mm-hmm. You see that you said you cannot come in this particular area. So it is the narrative is not necessarily the DNA and what they did. You know? Mm-hmm. The narrative is the policing of those persons who are demonstrating. Moving forward, is this the new culture on how we will be policing them? Will the armored vehicle be pulled out if you come and demonstrate? Will they take your bullhorn? Will they say that you cannot assemble in a group of more than 3, 4, 5 persons moving forward? And that needs to be discussed. What is the mandate and the narrative of persons who want to demonstrate? What are the rules of engagement dealing with them moving forward?
Let's take some phone calls. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller there? Next line. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good day. How are you? How are you doing, Mr. Miller?
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. And good morning to your guest. Let me just say, first of all, like, for the tank, I thought they would use the tank, like, you know, just say if you go in to arrest somebody or somebody was accidentally shot or whatever, and then the whole village start to uprise and look like they're trying to overpower the police and breaking up cars. Then you would bring out something like the all-terrain armored vehicle in that instance. But like a protest with anybody, the nurses, the teachers, or I don't see that being, brought out as, you know, as a reason, you know, like a
no, and I agree with you. I agree with you, except for what I'm telling CA now is the Defense Force has since issued a statement, and their mind around having the all-terrain anti-riot vehicle brought out was there is a scheduled response to threats around the Ministry of National Security, all right?
Yeah, but
and they haven't had an opportunity all year to test it, right?
Right. But let me just say this, because a lot of times when you could actually even provoke a response by putting certain kind of fares or, you know, an individual. So I wouldn't use a lie or, you know, like a gun to and training around the public in training in any event. I would use that, you know, go somewhere on the base or on an island or somewhere away from a crowd of people to do any training exercise. And I just think that was an all-around bad call. But I really called to say this, is that I mean, I'm sure you have a military background, and I have a background in security and surveillance. And I'd always look for the deception and stuff, like the distraction. And to me, it seems like the DNA was pretty much dead in the water. And people seem to be, for more than one reason, legitimate and probably that the government didn't have any control over, that they set up with the government. They can't do it no more. You know, they ain't getting the correct responses. They, just like the previous caller, they feeling, you know, frustrated because they can't get certain, you know, certain needs met. And so what I'm seeing is now, if you throw a bone out there and harass the DNA, now you give them some type of momentum, which will actually sit votes, you know what I mean? Because F&M people don't vote for F&M. You know that, right? But you still have an undecided type of people out there. And now only other place normally we would go is back to the PLP. And now, so you have an opportunity to revise the DNA, and then now you have more of a split vote on the opposition side.
I'm glad you said that, Cole. I want you to hold on. I mean, I want you to hang up and listen, because I actually have a theory that's very similar to that. I'll let you hear it, all right? So here's what I told them, CA. If the PLP was masterful enough in their strategy, they would use this opportunity to assist the DNA in mounting an attack.
Again?
That would turn it into a two-way race. What we do know is that people feel slightly or mildly disenfranchised by this government, and people feel as though this government is simply disjointed, right?
A system how?
A system. So like assist their machinery.
Give them money?
However you assist the machinery.
You give them money, like a couple millions of dollars?
The point I'm saying is, yesterday, whether we accept it or not, Orinthia Komolafi almost ascended to martyrdom, right? Which is, no one was even talking about her before yesterday.
No.
Today, unless there's a murder today, I promise you, Komolafi will be on the front page of the newspaper again tomorrow.
But tomorrow, more like there will be a murder.
So I'm saying,
and she will be taken off the front page.
She's going to spend 48 hours in the news cycle for doing absolutely nothing, right?
But we are quick to forget things, though, in the Bahamas.
And I'm saying to you that she wasn't even in the news before that.
And I give you that.
So now that you have created this momentum, right, I thought Glenys Anna Martin went out there and was brilliant yesterday. Glenys looked good yesterday.
She did.
I say, man. She almost looked prime ministerial, right?
Yes.
But, and I also like the line, I'm here as a part of her legal team. I'm here as a part of her citizenship team. I'm here as a part of her woman team. I stand in beside Orinthia Komolafi today. I say, man, that's a powerful line, right?
Did you notice if the DNA had any legal team there? Like any lawyers a part of there?
Wasn't Kalai Barker around there?
No, he's as the leader of the judiciary. What do you call it?
And was in Maria Jackson on that?
But not a part of the DNA, though. There were independent sources who came to show their support.
Okay, so here's the thought that I'm having in my head, just to the caller's point. Maybe the PLB, right? Because he is correct. If the DNA ascends to the point where they absorb a certain amount of votes, the only thing that will do is affect the base. Affect the swing of the election. It will not move the base.
No.
So we've got to figure out a way to chip the base away from one of these parties so that the DNA becomes effective enough to be the opposition, which would naturally slide the PLP into the government. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear the theory. It doesn't make sense to me, but I hear the theory.
So the DNA would become a small opposition. That's guaranteed.
I understand.
Right? People will say, I'm so pissed off with the F&M. I won't vote for the F&M. They'll spit them out.
Yeah.
The F&M may actually turn into a third party in the House of Assembly if the DNA, with this momentum, is able to push the machine fast enough that people begin to see them everywhere, hear them everywhere, because they've already got the news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need now is for Halston Moultrie to decide, I am joining the DNA because what I saw yesterday was an affront to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, they got another week in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they ride that. You understand?
I
don't know if they have the craftiness for it.
And I don't believe they have the charisma to quarter Halston Moultrie to join them.
Jesus, how much charisma would it take?
There you go. So they have two days, and then they'll die out.
Oh, wow. You think they just... I don't think so.
They're back to third place. I think by another, Facebook Live video of another party, you know, and bang, go back to fourth place again.
All right, let's read some of these text messages so the people don't cuss me out. Morning, brother. You are under the impression that everyone can communicate effectively and efficiently. No matter how smart an individual may be in a subject matter, does not mean that they can speak to the same. Menace and Brave are perfect examples. They are both smart men in their fields. But ask them something regarding anything else, and we see the deer in the headlight syndrome. Real intelligent individuals can give you a sensible response to anything asked, even if the response is, I will have to look further into the matter and get back to you. Yes, but a good press officer ought to be able to keep you. He ought not have people sidelining you with questions.
No.
You come out here, we hear, Commander, we're talking about six things today.
Yes.
However, here is what else is happening in the news cycle. Expect a question on this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
If you get these questions, sir, the answer is we will release a press statement from my office shortly regarding all of those matters. And you know what they say, point and pivot. However, boom, point, pivot. Today, we are here to do the walkabout in the community and hand out some. And if you all have further questions regarding that, I'd be happy to take them. Mm-hmm. This commissioner just can't get that. Leaving, the media should call the COVID hotline and 911 this weekend. When they see the large political parties campaigning groups, the media should then write a piece on the results of the actions taken by the police. Okay, we'll see. The display of military force for domestic matters are a slippery slope as it relates to the robust democracy and frankly concerning to the extreme. It is the rational way the USA has the Posse Comitatus Act, which limits the power of the federal government to use military personnel to enforce domestic policies. I get that. I get that it is terrifying to see military force. I get that.
And submachine guns.
Well, they only have one type, CA.
I don't know. It's scary.
RBF wrong for this one, bro. They know exactly what they was doing because they know what it was going to be seen as. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Your show should go until 4 p.m. I can't listen to the other FNM talk shows. Okay. Right, Dwight Strawn. He's responsible for that stuff. Good morning, sir. Please note that the person you mentioned to be commissioner of police can't sit in Paul Rowell's shoe. I disagree. Or any other commissioner. He should have not been promoted to any position. He is full of himself and was not well-liked by his team members. I don't agree with that. I've had an opportunity to...
I like Paul Rowell.
Let me say it publicly. Paul Rowell enjoys my full support. You see me say it publicly?
Okay.
I believe he has his hands firmly around the matter.
Didn't say it about Farquharson, though.
No, Farquharson? No, I liked Paul. It's Greenslade.
Greenslade. Yes, it was Greenslade.
Yeah, I ain't sure what he was
doing.
Forgive me.
Yes, you did.
And I believe Mr. Rowell has his hand firmly around the matters.
Mm-hmm.
I, however, would like to see him not be slapped about in the press this way.
Yes.
I think when he retires as commissioner, he's going to be able to mount a wall of blunder headlines created. You know how I feel about the commissioner of police? I feel like the commissioner of police... On a slow news day, you say, boy, ain't nobody getting murdered today.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man, we can't go back to the corner there where the woman and the cats is because it will be a good report. The cats get stuck in the tree again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
We sure we could get a story out of him.
Yes.
And he delivers every time. Yeah. You know what I mean? You ought not have that happen to the chair of commissioner of police.
You blame his press liaison officer.
I thoroughly blame his press liaison officer. Hi, this fiasco helps the PLP. It reminds me of the great Hubert Ingram last dance in 2007, the DNA campaign hard against the FNM. Hi, are we becoming a police state? I don't believe we are yet. Mr. Miller, as a female voter, Ms. Kumalafi has disappointed me. She plays politics just like every other politician and just lost my vote. I am sick and tired of the political games. I don't understand why.
She only expects men to play politics.
Mm, good day. Loretta Butler Turner sounded great. Man, listen. You know what got me yesterday, Cecil?
Go ahead.
I say, Loretta didn't know Rentier was going to get arrested today.
No.
You're trying to tell me 9 o'clock in the morning on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
Loretta just dressed up this nice with all this makeup on?
Always. Always dress up.
Because she said she just was passing by.
Always looks nice.
Right. And I say, you mean to tell me, I mean, when I go into the food store, I just drag slippers, right?
Yeah.
Man, Loretta Butler got on pearl necklace and makeup. Man, someone had to tell her, hey, I know
the lady is always ready.
Yeah?
Always ready.
I said, she looks so good. She looked TV ready.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting as well. It would be great to have three parties in the house if we don't like the party in power. And the third party could cause a swing of the government at the drop of a hat by siding with whoever is in opposition. I'm all for it. Let's see if I got time for one more call. Let's take one more call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, 52.
Good morning, Nuri. Hey, Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I can go with your terminology. I got add on armored, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anti-riot vehicle, because I mean, that's what it's being used for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as Ms. Komal Abi is concerned, I've never voted for the DNA. I've voted FNM all my life. I took about a 25-year break from voting, but I'm going to vote Green because Green represents life.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Ms. Komal Abi narratives, you know, mellifluous voice, and she's a nice, she's very educated, and she's knowledgeable. So as far as doubting whether or not she has the capacity to be PM, right, I don't even have to doubt that. But what I'm confounded about is everybody seems perplexed about this armored anti-riot vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
When, see, the educated people is make me sick. And everybody's supposed to be educated to a level. You know why? Look how long as times you hear me mention Operation Lockstep scenario narratives.
Mm-hmm.
If you read that, these wouldn't bother you because you know these things is planned.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that the Donald Trump got a stimulus check a whole year before the pandemic. All right? I mean, they authorized a stimulus check before the pandemic. These armored vehicles came in before the pandemic, you know. They know what's at hand. When you read Operation Lockstep, see, you have to be reciprocal. You have to listen to people. When you read Operation Lockstep, it even talks about a tighter down government control, and it also speaks about scanning people's brains to know their thoughts when they go into airports. These things are in Silent Weapon for Quiet Wars in Operation Lockstep. But the fact that you're listening to people and you're dismissing, you're suppressing the truth.
Yeah, see, no, I appreciate. Listen, 52.
So, let me finish. And as far as Ms. Komal Abi is concerned, I'm confounded that the commissioner run this monotonous statement to the plantation and saying that the investigation is ongoing, but something was done overtly. What the investigation of what? Everything was done overtly.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, man.
All right, appreciate you. Somebody here says, good morning, Levin. Only you and the persons who write that press statement believes that the operation could have been carried out at a different time. Yeah, but nobody gets to tell the commander when to test his assets.
Mm.
No, that is within the commander's remit. He tests his men as he deems it necessary.
What about where he tests it?
No one, his intelligence officer tells him when or where is the best place to test his assets. Mm. That is the job of the intelligence officer who tells him, sir, we have a need to test this type of asset and we ought to do it, you know, within this scope of time. And the commander takes that into consideration, and he decides when he would like to have his assets deployed. That is the job of the intelligence officer of the Royal. Whoever continues to call this text line, it is a text line. Okay? Let me see if I got one more for you, Cecil. It says, how much is your guest being paid by the COP to be his apologist? Cecil?
I wish he paid me some money. My point is, I understand his intent. Now, we know there's a communication problem.
I believe he means well.
He means well.
Yeah.
He means well.
I believe he means well. Let's take one more call. We got time for one more. Let's go on. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, you there?
Hey, Levan. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
And to my good friend, CA, how are you this morning?
Always good.
I just want to drop three quick ones here, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
CA, you're underestimating the voting populace of the Bahamas. This is not the same voting populace to a large extent to what many of us, including you guys in the studio, are accustomed to. We have a new voting block. These young people, they do not follow the same rules that our old voters used to follow.
They also don't go to the polls.
Do not underestimate them. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Underestimate them. Secondly,
mm-hmm.
the move yesterday with Madam Komal Abi. Listen, I'm a DNA. I'm going to tell you. You're underestimating that as well. The mere fact that what was done, and for being here on the ground and listening to the comments on the ground as well as on social media, they actually propel Madam Leader to almost to martyrdom.
Yes.
Because here it is, and it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a female. It's a matter of how this thing was done. It's the perception out here. And so that's something that we have to take in consideration. My last point. You talk about the PLP and the FNM and who wins elections. Let me tell you something. Every party has their base. But always remember, how did the FNM win the last election? The same people who voted for the PLP, the swing voters, swung their votes to the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, the pendulum swings in the opposite direction when the populace feels that the party in power or the government in power is not doing the will of the people.
I agree with you 100%, Jeff. And like I said, that's why if I were the PLP, I would actually do something for the machinery, the DNA. If you could absorb the swings, you stand a chance of becoming the government. The DNA could actually pull off a small opposition, and the FNM becomes a third party. That's what I believe.
Highly unlikely, though.
Highly unlikely. We're out of time, though, CA. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I appreciate
it.
That. Mr. Commissioner, if you need a little help with this PR, come see me, man. Because I really want to see you do well. But this atrocity you call your public relations is ridiculously terrible. And I think you ought to fire Mr. Peters. I've said it before. I'm saying it again. Anyway, that's my time. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you again, CA. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got news next. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why I rose the side on the bus.